Oh,
All right, let's backtrack a little bit again on what I will say. Simply put, this invasion that is happening not only here, but it's happening over in Europe. Europe is absolutely inundated with violence from these third world countries. And this is not going to stop because Biden is doing nothing, absolutely nothing about the border. Now, you folks that live way up north, in the northern part of the United States, it's not going to hit you right away. But I can tell you, down here, the incidences that are happening now in Phoenix, particularly when I have friends who work for Phoenix PD, that are telling me some of the things that are going on now. It is a very dangerous situation in many of these border towns because the cartels and their allies have made their way further up into the United States. So consequently, there's going to be these absolute absurd things like driving 100 miles an hour this right down in the road leading into Prescott Valley, smashing into three cars, smashing into three condominiums, and then escaping. What if you happen to be at one of those intersections that you're making and you have the green light, and this guy's high on meth, and he is a drug runner, and he runs through? That's what we're facing, folks, on a daily basis. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you're doing great, Joe. Well, what we have here is the Kremlin has concluded very appropriately that the U.S. and its allies have declared a form of hybrid total war on Russia. This is going to have enormous ramifications. Today, a real hybrid war, total war, has been declared against us, said the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who's a very savvy guy. This term, used by Nazi Germany, is now used by many European politicians to explain what they want to do to the Russian Federation. Their goals are not hidden to destroy, to break, and strangle the Russian economy and Russia as a whole. The desire by the West to maintain its dominance in international affairs, to subjugate everything and everyone, to return to a unipolar world, these are, of course, illusions. We are witnessing the culmination of the policy of the containment of Russia, which the West has pursued for a long time. This is all very, very bad news. The United States has been punishing more sanctions against Russia, cutting off the economy in every possible way. This is a tremendous blunder and qualifies as a war crime. Even though Joe Biden is blundering by calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal, and it's he himself, Biden, the American administration, that is performing collective punishment upon the Russian population for acts for which they are not personally responsible. Under the Geneva Conventions and international law, what the United States is doing qualifies as a war crime. Here are a couple of sources of information about it. The Hague Convention, often used guidelines concerning the limits and privileges of occupiers with respect to occupied property, that the lands and people where they're occupied should not be subject to punishment, but more importantly, the Geneva Convention. International law posits no person may be punished for acts that he or she did not commit. It ensures a collective punishment of a group of persons for a crime committed by an individual is forbidden. This is one of the most fundamental guarantees established by the Geneva Conventions and their protocols. The guarantee is applicable not only to protected persons, but to all individuals, no matter what their status or what category of persons they belong. When they impose these sanctions and seek to destroy the Russian economy, they're punishing the entire population of Russia. That is collective punishment. It is a war crime, and it's being committed by the United States, claiming sanctimoniously that we are virtuous. We are the war criminals. We have met the enemy, and it is us.
To add to that, the gym, I read a speech by Putin in which it, in essence, said, we, the United States, have become what he witnessed in the old Soviet Union. We're the bad guys. The West are the bad guys. Putin is taking things like the importance of families, the importance of religion, the importance of morality, and we're going the opposite direction. And he said, these are the things that I lived through in the old Soviet Union. I think that this is absolutely, absolutely preposterous.
Yes, yes, it's terrible. And the last story I have is the following. The White House is having a terrible time cleaning up Biden's embarrassing gaffes. He's made one after another after another. He has no idea why the public might be concerned about his mental competence. Where did they get that idea? He has no idea. Speaking to the 82nd Airborne, he talked about what they would see when they were in Ukraine. He made another even greater gaffe by suggesting that Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to stay in power. The White House has tried to back it up. When Joe Biden, this imposter, actually was being quizzed about these issues, he said he's not backtracking on anything, that he still holds to all of those positions, that Putin is a war criminal, that he should not stay in power, and he's not even backtracking on telling the 82nd Airborne that what they're going to see when they're in Ukraine. I'll tell you, if there's an effort made to bring this 82nd Airborne into Ukraine, the Russians will know all about it, and planes will be shot down in the air. They'll never even set foot on the ground. And with all these absurd remarks and suggesting the desire for regime change in Russia, Biden is only strengthening Putin in his determination to maintain power, and that the West is the enemy, and by God, they have the ability to take us out. The West sees the want of war, for which it's not prepared. Russia does not want a war, but by God, it's prepared to fight for it, and I guarantee you, those who want the war aren't going to be happy with the outcome.
Stu, are you there?
Hey, Joe. I just came back. Ladies and gentlemen, I was in the middle of a laundry run tonight, and I asked Joe to help me out. I am here. I did not hear the past 5 to 10 minutes. So, Joe, you continue, please. I ask you to be co-host.
I think what we've done is to really cover everything Jim has. The things that Jim had to say to me are very important concerning the laptop and the things that are coming out of this. So I think we'll ought to hold the show right there.
Okay. Hang on a second, because everybody about, remember, Jim, Joe, and the listening audience, gnews.com is classified as a porno site. You go there, you're going to get tagged by the government because they don't know how to block it. But you can find everything of Biden's laptop there. I don't have a link on my site because I don't need the heat back on me. It's bad enough right now, and Jim's facing it like I am. Like never before, and he needs donations. I need donations. I'm releasing something heavy tomorrow morning. A documentary. Same person just gave Jim Fetzer a documentary. He's going to do several other whistleblowers if he stays alive. We're not going to say no more. But you'll see Jim, I believe Jim Fetzer's, all of his evidence that Sandy Hook was a hoax and a drill for the United States government to confiscate weapons from the American people. He needs $100,000 right now in donations. And there's enough listening audience in America hearing him and hearing me right now. Or will be hearing me tomorrow because I pre-record my shows. because I'm not doing any of the news broadcasts anymore like I did on certain radio stations that they got all the credit and donations, and I never got a donation. Jim needs donations. I need donations. And Joel needs donations. We're all semi-broke folks. So I'm asking for you to contribute. Now, do your thing with jimbetzer.org. Jimbetzer.org. Is that correct, Jim?
No. My blog is jamesfetzer.org.
James Fetzer. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
If anyone wants to support me, go to givesendgo.com/FontaineFetzer. You can read all about the case. It's in support of the First and the Second Amendment, but I've been denied my Fifth Amendment right to not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. I was denied the right to present a defense. I was denied having my expert witnesses heard. I was denied the right to introduce an impeachment witness.
Now, this is Sandy Hook. This is Sandy Hook trying to take America's guns, a drill, a closed down school because it was full of asbestos for what, 3 or 4 years? And he wrote your book.
Listen, let everyone, check it out. GiveSendGo.com/FundingFetzer. It's true. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to join you until again.
But, Jim, your main website where they can find all the money to contribute to you and help you out because you need help. Now, you're coming out with your video soon, a documentary on Jim Fetzer, like there's a documentary on me, and I'm posting tomorrow with this radio show, except it says copyrighted, and it's not final, folks. Wait till you see the rest of it. You'll understand. But, good. You need money.
Donation. I've explained the donation site. It's not on my blog. It's at givesendgo.com.
Can you put it on your blog, Jim? Can you put it?
Go to my blog, defending the First and Second Amendments, too. That'll get you there, too. Defending the First and Second Amendment at jamesfetzer.org.
There you go. Okay. Now, Joel, there was a couple things I asked you to add to the show, and I know Jim's got to go. Would you like to do that for 5 or 10 minutes?
No, not right now. Maybe tomorrow. I think we need to shut down the show now.
That sounds good to me. Gentlemen, Professor James Fetzer, thank you for being my guest. Professor Joel. Professor Joel. Thank you for being my guest this evening.
Okay.
I love you both. Take care.